Last presentation, but not least for the day, generating for Buildstream projects, yet another ecosystem by Abdirahim and the guest.
Don't you guys? Don't you guys?
Okay.
There you go. Go
ahead. So hello everyone. I'm Abdirahim. I work at Codethink, and this is Dom, my colleague. So he worked with me on this project. So so who I am? I'm a maintainer of the Apache Buildstream project. In ASF parlance, that's called project management committee member, and I've been the chair of the PMC since December, and I work at Codethink. So what is Buildstream? Some of you might not be aware of what is Buildstream. So it's a powerful software integration tool that allows you to automate the integration of software components, including anything you want, so from operating systems to a small application. It has the following advantages. Again, that's from the website. But so it has a declarative build instructions definition in YAML. It supports for both the developer and the integrator workflow. So we will do the same. We'll use the same tool for developers. You can open a workspace. That's what Buildstream does to work on the project. And then you can build the whole operating system image with it. It's fast and predictable. And predictable, especially because it isn't affected by what you have installed on your system. Everything is in a sandbox. It's extensible. You can write plugins for anything you want. We'll discuss the two kinds of plugins. And we can use it to bootstrap tool set chains and operating systems. There is this project called Free Desktop SDK Binary Seed, which uses the live bootstrap to bootstrap from a very small binary all the way to a whole tool chain. So what does a minimal? I'll go ahead and explain a bit about the Buildstream concepts, because I will need them, because like when the previous presenter was talking about Swift products and packages, so if you don't know the concepts, it will be hard to follow. So a minimal Buildstream project will have one or more import elements to import the base tools so that you have at least something in your sandbox, because by default, there's nothing. One or more build elements, so using whatever build tool you want. So there are plugins for AutoTools, Meson, CMake, and you could write things for plugins for any other build system. Then you have the compose element, which takes multiple elements and puts them together and allows you to exclude files you don't need, for example, debug information or development files and headers. And then we have an element to package them all, depending on what you want to do. So what you want to produce, an OS image, a Docker image, so whatever you want. A Flatpak for a Flatpak application if you're on Linux. And then to have a project, you need a project.conf file at the root of the directory. So we'll try to, well, not a whole project, but at least an idea of how that would work. So here we have the base image. I am importing a Docker image from the Free Desktop SDK project, which is a project built with Buildstream. And if you are building your thing with Buildstream, you generally use Free Desktop SDK. You could use it at the Buildstream level. This is what we call a junction. But here, for simplicity, I'm just using the Docker image that's produced by the Free Desktop SDK. So the first line, the kind of the element, so this is an import element which just takes its sources and puts them as is into the artifact. Then you have the list of sources, and you have one single source of kind Docker, which downloads the Docker image, in this case, freedesktop.sdk/sdk. We haven't specified the URL, so it's from Docker Hub. And then the ref here is the manifest digest of the image. So it is exactly the image that you have to specify the image exactly. You can't just give it a tag and ask it to pull whatever is the latest image in that tag. So you have to use the exact SHA-256 manifest digest. So here's an example where I used a Docker image, but it could be a tarball, a rootfs tarball generated by debootstrap or anything. It doesn't really depend on Docker. So we can do the same thing with platform.bst. So for a free desktop SDK platform, which is, these are used at the Flatpak manifests. So the SDK contains the compilers and things like that, and the platform only contains the runtime. Then we have build elements. For each element, we have, again, the kind,